Welcome to the Missouri Net Press Pass. My name is Darren Job. With me, Brent Martin, Bob Pretty, Steve Walsh. Let's talk a little bit about elections.
Hello.
We've had some visits from both campaigns, but I think McCain's campaign is less active in Missouri than maybe the Obama campaign.
So we've been told.
The Republicans were saying that Obama is going to write off Missouri and he's going to start pulling out. I believe you reported on that, didn't you?
Well, there's a history.
You say so, yeah.
No, there's a history
yes,
to this.
Yes, there is.
Democrats are still, many Missouri Democrats are bitter about the fact that John Kerry pulled out of Missouri 6 weeks before the election. They think that that cost Missouri dearly. They think they could have won the governor's office, you know, whether they could or not. But they think they could have won the governor's office. They think it cost them seats down ballot. They think it cost them dearly.
Here's some historical perspective. I had never heard that.
And it was interesting because John Kerry and John Edwards held a huge rally at the Capitol in Jefferson City. Got a lot of attention, got a lot of media exposure. Seemed to be that they were really going to make a push in Missouri. The next day, they pulled all staff and ended all advertising in the state. And Missouri Democrats say that because of that, because of nobody pushing at the top of the ticket, it did not help them gather their base, get their base out to the polls, and it hurt them dearly down ballot. So it is a touchy issue because of what happened in 2004. And so enter 2008, and I think Steve could probably talk about that more than I, where the Republicans were trying to say it appears that Obama Biden is pulling out of the state.
Yeah, they did. They about a month ago, the Missouri Republican Party said it appeared. They had quoted some a mailman, I believe, saying, I'm not making this up. This is what they had sent out in the press release, that there had been reports that phone lines had been transferred from Missouri to another state. Now, this, of course, there's no proof of this. But nonetheless, it was interesting that they were suggesting it was all over. At this time now, the polls showed McCain up in Missouri by, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 points, depending on which poll you looked at. And the conventional wisdom among Republicans was that it's all over in the state. And it won't be long before Obama pulls a Kerry, as they were calling it, and just decides to hightail it out of the state.
And that, of course, hasn't happened. Redirect those resources somewhere else.
But. Yeah, that hasn't happened, though. And in fact, the Obama campaign has done a tremendous job of going into rural areas of Missouri. We've talked about that before on this show, about how it's important to go there, not because you're going to win those rural areas necessarily, but if you can cut into the vote, 10% here, 12% there, then you get your expected large numbers in urban areas like St. Louis and Kansas City, then that should be, and well, the hope is it would be enough to put you over the top. So it's been a pretty good campaign they've been waging, and they will be back. Obama himself, Joe Biden, of course, was just in a series of places.
Biden spent two portions of 2 days.
Yes, he did.
Which is really,
it's a lot of time.
A lot of time for an Ashley. He was in St. Joseph, Liberty, Jefferson City, and Springfield. And actually got even a little bit of national coverage on that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And then Obama on Saturday is in St. Louis and Kansas City. Now, again, theoretically, if everybody in Kansas City and St. Louis show up to vote, you can expect a pretty good turnout for Democrats in those two cities. But the thinking is here, if you can bring in people, don't forget, you're talking about two other states. He doesn't need Illinois. Illinois is going to go his way. But you might get some people from Kansas to come to Kansas City to see him. And that might help in maybe some of the local races over in the Kansas side of the border. So who knows? They're using Barack Obama rather wisely, I would think, in the campaign, and we'll see how this all turns out. But are they leaving the state?
No.
I'm sure the Missouri Republican Party would like to think that the Obama folks are leaving the state. Ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen right now. Bob, you recently reported on, well, Senator Biden came and made the suggestion that the entire election is going to hinge on the economy. Bob, you recently talked with some auto dealers about how they're doing, and they suggest that they're the bellwether of the economy as a whole. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know the old saying, what's good for General Motors is good for the USA. And right now, General Motors is not good, and for that matter, neither is Chrysler and neither is Ford. So the auto industry and the housing industry and credit crunch, all of these things are piling on. But generally, what you have is if people don't buy cars, that triggers a lot of other things. And we have a situation now where not only people are not buying cars, the automobile dealers, in many respect, a lot of automobile dealers are in really serious trouble because they can't get the credit they need. I mean, when as I understand the business, as an automobile dealer doesn't just have Ford ship a truckload of Fords in that he sells on his lot. Right. He has to buy those cars from Ford.
Right.
And if the automobile dealer can't get the credit to buy the cars from Ford, he's got a real problem.
Yeah.
And then if people bring their trucks and their SUVs in to trade them in, and they're not getting a whole lot for them these days, on a more economical vehicle, those things go out on the used car lot, and they can't get them off the used car lot because they can't sell them on the used car lot. So the dealers are caught in from several different angles here, and even to the point where the folks I was talking to were saying that it used to be that if you're a domestic car dealer and you don't have any foreign names that you're also selling, and the domestic market goes to pot, you can always fall back on your foreign dealers.
Right.
Except that the foreign market, too, is also very badly sagging. Toyota is doing...
That's what I was going to suggest. Toyota's hurting right now.
Is doing cash back and 0% and all of this stuff. They never used to do that. They've never done that before. So that gives you an indication that the automobile industry at the local level, at your local dealer, is in some serious trouble. In fact, the National Auto Dealers Association is suggesting that 700 dealerships will fold this year. It's a ton of dealerships.
Yeah,
that's an average of 15 a state and then some. So we're going to see some dealerships go out of business in Missouri. We're going to see some dealerships merge. I know there's a couple of prominent dealers in Columbia that have merged.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see that now come into our showrooms.
Even as, oddly enough, gas prices have gone down a huge percentage in the past few weeks.
I went over and bought some gas today at the grocery store that's offering 15 cents off if you buy a candy bar in the grocery store. And I was my final pay today, cost today, was $1.20 less than it was in July.
That's...
It's amazing how it's come down.
It's spectacular.
It really is. Yeah. You know, I wonder if maybe they haven't, the speculators, the oil industry, if they haven't maybe just gone a little too far. The way prices rose so dramatically in such a quick way, and a lot of people cut back on their driving. We're hearing about people, not necessarily in the rural areas of the state where you can't just hop on a bus,
right,
but in the cities, Kansas City and St. Louis, people are actually using public transportation.
Amtrak ridership is up 30%.
It is.
And that's a big deal because it's not exactly convenient to find yourself a train station, work around your schedule and all that. So if gas prices have been high enough to actually force people to change their behavior.
That's it. And once somebody changes their behavior and they find that, hey, you know, this isn't so bad. I can work with it. I can live with this. And once they do that, you've hurt yourself. So maybe, just maybe, they've gone a little too high. And now they're coming down and they're finding, well, wait a minute. How come people aren't coming back? wait a minute.
Where'd all the buyers go?
We moved on. You know, that girl jilted me and I've asked somebody else out. Well,
exactly.
How come he's not asking me out again? Well, I got somebody. I've moved on, babe. That's it.
I don't think there's a whole lot of confidence at the gas pump, though, that these prices are going to either continue to drop or that they're not going to go right back up to $4 in a matter of months. We've seen fuel prices get up there and then they'll back down, but they never get down to where they were a year earlier.
Exactly.
And so the next thing you know, they're back up to where after we've thought, hey, you know, $4 is pretty bad. Once it hits $4 again and goes to 4.25, we're going to think, oh, 4 is not too bad.
Yeah, remember when it was $4 again.
Yeah, so
we're excited. We're pleased.
We are.
We're thrilled about $2.79.
We are.
Gas.
And you know, we're only one natural disaster away from prices going way up.
Yeah.
Like something happens. Let's say we get another hurricane in the Gulf. And this time it happens to do some damage. The good news is, by the way, this is all a big scam, you know. the truth of the rumor is that of all the hurricanes that hit, name me, how many times can you name when one of those oil rigs has been destroyed?
Zero, I believe.
Any of them have been
yet, offline.
Yet it's something that's used all the time. For a lot of different reasons.
The refineries on land, of course, have been hit a few times.
They have.
And some of the oil terminals on the Gulf ports have been hit a few times.
So. Right, on the ports they have. But the actual oil rigs themselves, which is the biggest argument why we shouldn't have offshore drilling. Yeah, it's not an issue. It's something people grasp to, you know, they look to as a political issue, but it doesn't really have any, there's no basis in fact.
Did, I think Brent reported on this originally, but you guys could absolutely weigh in on it. The, Jay Nixon and Kenny Hulsoff have been in a pretty, is bitter fight the right word for it? I mean,
heated, contentious.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say bitter necessarily. Contentious.
I think they're both throwing a lot of accusations for lack of a better word. The most recent one being that Jay Nixon basically kicked back some pretty significant deals to some of his lawyer associates.
So the tobacco,
for the big tobacco deal. He says, no, I didn't pick them because of contributions or whatever. What's going on with that?
Bob, you were here when that whole issue was settled.
Well, the state got a share of the tobacco settlement, okay? And the attorney general decided to hire an outside law firm to represent the state in working out that agreement. This was very late in the game. Everybody else had been working on this for some time, and Missouri had not been a part of the settlement. So we entered fairly late, hired this law firm. The law firm from Springfield turned out to be Nixon supporters, and they got a pretty good fee arrangement out of this. The fee came from the tobacco company, and it was over and above the state settlement. So there was no state taxpayer money that went to this law firm. The law firm did make some political donations, some of which went to the Nixon campaign. I don't know exactly if you want to brush it off as being politics as usual, but it's the idea that somebody's going to give you money, give you something if you give them something in return, is not unknown in politics of either party, and for that matter, has been going on in this country for 200 years. So I don't know exactly how much credence to put in this kind of thing. It's something that really sounds good, but I'm not sure that I don't know how valid it is.
It's certainly not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but I just think
doesn't look right.
What always works? Yeah, that's exactly it. It's the appearance. We always talk of the appearance of impropriety.
My favorite.
And yes, and we've discussed that in the newsroom for various other issues in recent weeks. That it's kind of important to try to maintain that the appearance that there's no wrong. Even not saying there's any wrongdoing. But don't let it appear as though there might be wrongdoing, because that's not a good thing.
Because in political campaigns, the appearance of wrongdoing is what your opponents will often jump all over and capitalize on more than anything else if they can't really pin you on anything else. Right. They're going to say, oh, it sure appears to be wrong. Right. Don't you think so, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Voter? Well, guilt by association is what we're dealing with in a case like this, and guilt by appearance is what we're dealing with here. And does it happen in other states? Yeah, it happens in other states.
Sure. I wasn't sure.
Not necessarily with this one. I don't know about other states. But
on the big tobacco, I remember that the tobacco industry settled, billions, 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 and each state's going to get this many billion. Mm-hmm. And
you know what's interesting?
Why was there a third party or a fourth party or a fifth party introduced just to help negotiate that part?
Just a personal observation here. It's interesting how Nixon saying he did nothing wrong. Kenny Hulsoff is going after Jay Nixon saying he did something wrong. To me, just totally aside from this, the interesting thing is that the states, Missouri and other states, sued Big Tobacco, so-called Big Tobacco, because we wanted to recoup the losses that are costing the state for health care because of all the damage that the product has done to citizens of the various states. Do you know how much money Missouri has spent for health care as a result of the tobacco settlement?
Zero, I would
Zero.
Imagine. Yeah, none of the dollars actually received have
Zero.
Gone to...
Yeah. Let's put that beyond politics. Where's that money gone? Oh, yes, everything but.
Yeah.
That's the crime.
What the intention was.
The unfortunate thing is the tobacco settlement came along about the time that the state's budget went into the toilet.
Yeah.
And so the legislature had a choice to make. Do we spend all this money on health care, or do we use this money to continue other services in addition to health care that would otherwise be cut and have to suffer? They got into that mud hole, and they haven't been able to get themselves out of it yet. So the whole noble idea that this money would be spent on health care and prevention and youth prevention, that's pretty much gone up in smoke.
Right.
So interesting thing. When this lawsuit first started, again, I was not living in Missouri at the time. I was living in Washington. And the argument I heard from people I know, friends I know, lawyers who I knew, said, no, this whole thing is just an opportunity to shake down
big
tobacco.
It's a gigantic shakedown.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, if I sue you for something and then I use it for anything but the reason I sued you for, then you can say I haven't done anything illegal, but there's something that questions have to be asked.
The appearance of impropriety.
There's that appearance of impropriety once again.
Well, guys, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
We didn't touch on the federal election, and I don't think we need to. Lots of people talk about
that. We have 3 weeks to go, less than 3 weeks to go.
Absolutely. Thank heavens.
Let's write our predictions.
Okay.
Put them in a little envelope.
Do you want the predictions complete with electoral votes?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
Not really. I mean, although that'd be impressive if you could hit it. Maybe. Yeah. Let's try that.
Let's go around the office and do that.
We'll give it a shot.
I'm voting for Al Smith.
He'll have one vote.
Considering you voted for Alf Landon.
Or just Alf, remember the guy?
Alf, okay. Yes.
Hey, Willie!
Well, you guys have been listening to the Missouri Net Press Pass. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.